time for the Superstars of Business, brought to you by Pioneer Natural Resources. Superstars of Business, we take a look at businesses, people, organizations, and things that make our area work. And on our Superstars of Business segment today, we have a lady and two gentlemen, and that is Sarah Montoya. She is Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Raton. We have Neil Sagata, who is the mayor of the City of Raton, and our new city manager, Pete Kampfer, is here. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Now, we're sorry that we got to you a little bit late this morning, but there's so much happening around here.
Isn't there just so much.
We got a bucket full of things going on around in the Raton area. And, of course, our standard joke is there's nothing to do in Raton. Of course, we're being very facetious because there are loads of things to do in and around Raton. We have a fabulous area. And, well, I guess I'm talking to the choir here, huh? I'm preaching to the choir, huh? Okay. We live here and work here. And there are many, many advantages. There are many challenges, too. As a matter of fact. So let's talk a little bit of all of that. First, let's welcome Pete Kampfer in. Hey, Pete, good morning.
Good morning. And you're right. I agree with you. I think Raton's great, and that's why I'm here.
Absolutely.
So we've got a neat community.
We do. And again, so many things going on. All the pieces are here.
Yes.
Really, all the pieces are here. I believe just a matter of putting them together.
Very much so.
And that's one of the reasons that you came on board.
Well, when I talked to the commission back in August and then more recently, over actually several weeks now, you know, looking at all the assets and how they line up, and I think the future is real good. I know that it needs direction. And then maybe that in the end is really all that you need. There'll be some other things that we'll have to work on to get all the aspects of our community pointed in the right direction and prospering. But it's very doable.
Mm-hmm. A rudder, so to speak.
That's it.
We've got it all, and we see this down through the years. Those that have been here a little while have seen many different economic plans and studies and so forth. But finding a common theme and then getting it to be carried through, I think that's the real challenge.
Very much so. And I think sometimes you can study to a point. Now it's time to do. And I think that's where we're at. And, you know, part of, as you know, and we've talked about already, and I brought it up in the last commission meeting Tuesday, we've been in dialogue, and we're working with Mr. Moldenhauer in regards to the Racino. And then also, you know, we're working on aspects related to that in the community and also statewide. And, you know, there's aspects to it that'll take a lot of work that'll involve Santa Fe. Will also involve working with the developer and then here in the community and making sure that we're all on the same page as much as we can and that we show and project ourselves as being united as a common community will really go a long way. And I can't emphasize that enough. And then having said that, you know, in the end, what that's all about, nobody can disagree. You know, the community fits well with tourism and creating jobs. And that's what we're about, the priority list that I have, that the commission has put me on, basically starts with that, and that's economic development. And then that all filters down right to our budget and how we operate the city and making sure that we have enough revenue to do the services and create the right kind of environment for the vision of the commission is what comes number two. So that's making sure that we're going to financially meet all our ends and maintain the community. And then number three, to get and develop a basis of harmony in the community. And that'll be policies that we'll develop and then how we work together and how we play together. And it can all be very doable. It doesn't mean that we all have to agree. I'll emphasize that. We can disagree. We can stand in dissent.
Please disagree.
Yes, that's right. Let's do it with a little bit of decor, and we'll figure that out, and we'll find that recipe. So I'm real excited about it. I've been very busy. I'll tell you, I worked every day since I've been here, and it's been from sun up to sundown plus. And, you know, there's lots of good interaction to the community so far that I've had, been very well received. Of course, the staff has worked well with me, and I've been given a little latitude here and there to get some things done and working on. And so I'm excited about it. I really am. So,
yeah, there's no panacea per se for economic attributes and economic help here. Every town in America literally has these same challenges going
on.
Every small town.
Yes.
But not every town has the things around us and surrounding us and the assets that we have.
Oh, you have a wonderful environment. Now, you have to remember, I'm a flatlander. So coming up to almost 7,000 feet from 500 feet, I'm still getting adjusted. I will admit
need oxygen.
Lots of oxygen. I walked up the county court stairs here on Monday of this week, and I about died. My heart was beating like a rabbit. And the air tells me I'm out of shape. Mayor says I'm out of shape, but I'll get there. And on the basis of getting things adjusted to the climate, but it's a beautiful climate. It's a beautiful area. If we can figure out how to get it on postcards, we'll make a mint, and that's one of my jobs. We'll figure out how to get some marketing oriented, and I met with all the department heads and then other entities in town. I've been to the civic clubs already, and it's been a good ride. And so nobody's thrown an egg at me yet. And by the way, don't create that thought.
But, okay, all right. You know. You do have a target on your back.
Yes, we're a moving target, though.
Okay, all right. Very good. Back to the harmony theme, huh? Okay. Also, the many advantages, the many attributes that we have here, nobody's shirking from the idea that we do have challenges. Gross receipts, taxes have been going down, so therefore that's what the city derives most of its income from. Mm-hmm. And so that's, again, the economics that have to come back into play to bring that all up. And there'll be some tough decisions, I'm sure, here that have to be made in the near future. And you're the man that's going to have to now, also, speaking of challenges, what, in your estimation, is the number one challenge for the city of Raton as we stand right now today?
Well, basically, we haven't created a vision that I can see that I found on the shelf. And when I say a vision, we have a visioning session, and it's being facilitated. We'll bring somebody in from the outside, and we'll begin building perceptions of ourselves and what we think we'd like to look like in 5 years.
A branding? Is that what
you're talking about? That's a result, but really a visioning is a basis to begin dialoguing between different entities and different groups within the community about what they see as a common goal and a common future. And it's a difficult concept to get around, but that's why we bring in a facilitator too. It's not me leading it at that point, but what you're absent right now is a direction that everybody thinks that we need to go in. For instance,
well, no, there's many directions we need to go. That's
right.
Part of the problem there. We have so much around and so many that's dragging us in the different directions.
The matrix has to be established to what we all think is common. For instance, you might say, well, the top priority is to get gross receipts tax up. Well, that's really a result of the activities. What we need to do is find out in the end what we really want to be. And I can see different parts of that already in the community. We've got great parks. Despite what people think, we've got great institutions working around us. We're not working in the same direction, but we need to get in that same direction. We've got assets of water supply. We've got assets of climate and area and region. We've got assets of already a great tourism component in place. We need to work on aspects related to that. But now what we've got to do is establish the vision of what all that will look like moving together in 5 years, and how does that result in improvements of, say, things that people really want to see. For instance, do we want to see new schools? Now, that's not my direct responsibility, but, you know, do we want to see aspects of maybe another community college being built here or a university? Do we want to see more parks, or what do the parks look like? Do we want to see roads improved? Is that a big consideration? I've already heard all the pothole stories, okay, and that kind of thing. Do we want to see a multimodal? Is that a priority? And so what we do is we get that all on the table and we establish a top 10 list, and then it's up to me to figure out, being in staff and administration, about where the funding comes from, where a date and timeline comes from, and then also to make sure that everybody stays on cue. Now, that doesn't mean we have to have a rigid lockstep about how everything comes down, but in the end, it does mean, you know, that 5 years from now, We see values to local property. We see that tax base is lowered. That being what we're actually assessed. And then is everybody prospering? Do we have jobs? Is everybody making an appropriate wage? Do we all have health care that's appropriate? Does your neighborhood look good? Do you have dilapidated buildings around you that lower your value and also create hazards? For instance, animals occupying and maybe I'll just say vagrants. People that you don't want in your community. You can say it that way. And do we have crime lowered? Is that a priority? And then having put all that together, that's where we want to be, is a constant progression of improvement and evaluation and review, and then also where we actually look. So now I'll kind of translate that.
They're all priorities. It's
right.
Getting them in the order and
right.
Then knocking them off.
That's right. And then being able to say that you have a better life, and are you better, from, year one now to better to 5 years from now. And so that's a big mouthful, but that's called visioning, and we need to get all on the same page.
A big picture.
And that's at 30,000 feet, not at 5,000 feet.
Okay. Now, economics, your forte, give us a little bit of your background, Pete.
Tell us. And by the way, I don't want to be such a focus here. So
I understand.
Whatever.
I understand. Okay. And we'll spread
the
wealth there.
He's the new kid on the block.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Let him have it.
Started out in life in law enforcement. And by the way, I'm a Texas Tech grad, but started out from college, kind of start there, married, have three children, and they're all out now. I'm empty nester. And when my first job was being a special agent in the FBI, enjoyed that work. Circumstances in life didn't let me stick with that profession, but I really did enjoy it. I guess if you might say I was the son of a rich man, I might still be doing that. And by the way, I'd be retirement age if I stayed with that. my wife and I took on a family company in Dallas, Texas. It was a printing and publishing company after that, and I did that for 15 years. And so I was an entrepreneur. I did all the things that entrepreneurs do. I bought the company, I built it up, and made payroll and paid my taxes, behaved myself, and then sold it off, and then looked for another career. And I got into economic development, and it was a choice that I liked because I took a lot of my entrepreneurial skills and translated that to Main Street programs and local entrepreneurs, incubators, business incubators, and then also working in context with recruiting businesses to come to towns and things like that. Hence, that's kind of the Racino thing. I did that in Tucumcari. That was my first job. So in Tucumcari, I was an economic developer there, and I worked on a Racino, and I created a developer profile, and we recruited developers to come in and investors, and we put that together. And then did the application and did a marketing study for that, how it fit in Tucumcari. And
well, I'll bet they're cringing now.
Well, I met up with them actually the first day on the job. We had a local regional meeting here, and I met up with them, and there wasn't any hard feelings, but they said, if you come to town, change your plates. So that being Tucumcari. So, but anyway, there's good people there, and they're just like good people here. Everybody wants to have their community prosper, and that is one way to do it. And they are Racino, so they don't bring in problems. In general terms, they actually resolve a lot of problems. And so Hobbs would tell you that, and other communities that have them would tell you that. But anyway, I did that, and my big thing there was I created an ethanol plant that had 20 workers, and their average wages were over $12 an hour, and that was a big deal while I was there. Among other things, I started the Main Street program there and some other things, and I really enjoyed my run there. I did go to Paris, Texas after that. I had a good stay in Paris. Paris, I guess my claim to fame, if I did some things there, I did a big welding program, created lots of welding jobs, probably over, you can think in terms of about 200-plus welding jobs in that town with a local firm called Turner Pipe. And then also the largest dairy now almost in the country, yet alone Texas, is there. That was one of my recruitments. I, by the way, was raised in a dairy farming background. From there, I went to Colorado City, had a great stay there. Claim to fame there was tearing down over 100-plus substandard, dilapidated buildings, and that town cleaned it up, and getting it cleaned up, won several national and statewide awards there, and then also created an upswing in their gross receipts tax, and then improving the community there. And right now, they're on the upswing, got their budget straightened up. They were in the negative about $500,000 when I got there, and then now they're plus $500,000, so they got that stuck away in reserves. A community a little bit smaller than us, they're about 4,200 people. And then back in August, I saw this being advertised in Raton. I knew it, and I know it. I've stayed here, oh, dozens of times, you know, in motels and ate here, did several ski trips through here, and then motorcycle trips, and knew it and liked it, and then also studied it, because at the time I was in Tucumcari, we were competing with a Racino here with Mr. Moldenhauer. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that it is a superior location than Tucumcari. So when I saw this job pop up, it had my name written on it, and I told that to the mayor. And the only thing that scared me off was negotiating with the commission, because they were so tough on me. And so Commissioner Montoya is she? I met my match. I will say that she gave me a lesson. But we did end up here, and that was part of her also. So that was a good thing. And that's where I arrive here today. So
it is a very good thing. Yeah. Welcome. And you've answered the question, you know, why Raton? And
yep, that's it.
Definitely, we've got everything here, and it's a matter of just putting it all together, as we've said.
And it could be a great retirement community, and that's a little bit on my mind. And I think it would be a great location for that. You've got all the ducks here, and you need to be a certified retirement community. And we'll talk about things like that when we get down the road here a little bit.
Okay. Well, let's talk with Sarah just for a few minutes. Sarah, you chose not to run for election for Raton City Commission. You were appointed, it's been a year now?
It's been a little over a year.
A little over a year now. Tell us, since you're not going to have to run for re-election anyway, what's your take on your experience and where we were and where we are now?
Well, for the last several days, I kind of reviewed the past year, and the thing that came to mind most was the fire and living through that, and feeling the responsibility of the citizens on my shoulders. And I really did, and I know that the mayor did. It was a tough thing to go through, but we came together and we worked well together. I'm not just going away into the silent night. My name has been submitted for appointment to the Northern Area Workforce Solutions Board. It's the Northern Area Local Workforce Solutions Board. We only have one member on the board. We're entitled to two. We want to do something about making our workforce better to encourage businesses to come here. I want to get my name submitted for the airport board, because I think we have a lot of aviation people already on that board, and somebody with a tourism take, I think, needs to step onto that board. And I understand that there is an opening now, so I'll be applying for that.
Very, very important piece of our economic puzzle right there is the airport.
Right, yeah. And we need to look at it, I think, from the terms of when you arrive here at the airport as a tourist, mm-hmm. how are you greeted, what do you see, mm-hmm. How could you be accommodated to get you into town?
Boy,
so it's a different take on the other board members that have been there. And if there is another opening on the housing board, I've been serving on that board, so I would welcome an opportunity to continue serving there. But that board is full at this point.
Just back to the airport momentarily, the Mangelsdorfs, I mean, they've set the bar high.
Oh, yes.
They've set the bar high for anyone who is looking to run that.
But Mr. Mangelsdorf also provided us with a solution. He had a party in mind to replace him.
Oh, great.
So hopefully we can make a smooth transition without dropping the ball and just keep things moving in a positive direction. And what I'm looking for, Billy, are ways to move forward in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've had enough negativity, and we need to come together, and those of us who are positive and who love this community can band together and keep this thing moving forward.
Well, you know, harmony, Pete touched on that just a little while. We're all positive. But they don't ask me every day what to do.
Right.
I know what to do, but they don't ask me what to do. Okay, so when you're not in the loop, or when you don't get your feelings hurt, or when you're overruled, etc., fine, okay. I'll join forces with you. I mean, I didn't necessarily maybe think that was the way, but that is the way that was decided by the majority. Let's go.
Well, I think there's a way to disagree without being disagreeable.
Yeah.
So we need to...
And without whining.
Right. You know, if you're voted down, you're voted down, and continue to contribute. Just because you don't get your way and it's not going down your path doesn't mean it's going down the wrong path. We have some really hard-working individuals that are employed by the city of Raton, and that's one thing. I cannot sing their praises enough. Our employees are hard workers. They've undergone 7 days of furloughs. They've had a rough year, and we need to thank them when we see them. We need to bolster them mm-hmm. up and tell them how much they're appreciated.
Absolutely. We have some great people around here. And that's one of our assets, is our people. Constantly we have visitors come in and through and say, wow, what a friendly town. What a friendly place. People always say hello. Wayne Armacost with the NRA Whittington Center always sings the praises of the people in our community and the surrounding communities. When people come, when they bring in 140,000 plus from throughout the USA and from throughout the world. One of the big things is how friendly we are around here.
And the people from the film industry that were here from Santa Fe yesterday also had very positive things to say about Raton. We need to continue promoting ourselves in that light. They did ask that we post photographs mm-hmm. of properties in Raton that we think might be usable in movies. So I encourage our citizens, you know, if you have a unique property or cattle that you don't mind being filmed, take pictures, go on to the New Mexico Film website, and share those photographs. And let's get Raton on the map in the film industry, and let's get some movies filmed here.
Yeah, and they pointed out that Roy, when they filmed the Morgans, I said it was the Hendersons. I don't know what it was. But
wrong movie.
Yeah. But that was how Roy got the actual scenic location, is because someone was looking through their website and happened to see it and say, that's it. That's what we need.
Yep.
And they went there. Also, last night, I'm digressing. I'm getting away from the subject, but maybe not. It's economics. They also mentioned that the Book of Eli that was filmed in Carrizozo, they went to the town and said, we want to do this, but we want to completely destroy, mm-hmm. quote, unquote, your town, because it was an apocalyptic scene afterwards. And sure, why not?
They haul tons of dirt onto Main Street.
Onto Main Street, yeah.
And so I'm saying, you know, that can be done here. We've got alley access because of the paving that mm-hmm. went on through middle of Raton. We've got alley access to our businesses, and I think it's possible we can do that here.
Absolutely. It's just a matter of stepping up and being willing at that particular point. And you know, time is of the essence, especially when the movie industry is concerned. But when most industries are concerned, when they're looking, they want answers quickly, or there are other options for them. And so we need to be able to, again, provide that unified front and a very open and appealing front. Anything else, Sarah? That
well, we do have. You touched on the taxes that are on the ballot. I just wanted to inform the people. Now we can't come out for or against these taxes, but I think they need to be educated as to how that would affect them if it passed. If you bought $40 worth of lumber, it would cost you an extra dime. If you spent $100 at Ace Hardware, it would cost you 25 cents a quarter. So that's how much it would be an increase of taxes on your bill. Of course, we don't pay grocery receipts on groceries here in New Mexico, so it wouldn't affect those basic needs.
Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately what is come into the picture, too, why we're in a sort of a sticky situation.
Right.
Because they took that away from the grocery receipts payments.
That's correct. Yeah. And we are 5% down. We've already had employees that have done 7 days of furloughs, and I don't want the city to end up in a place where we have to let people go. I won't be there, but other people will, mm-hmm. and it would be difficult. So I need the public to know that those are realities that they may have to deal with if, you know, when they go and choose. And it is their choice. The commission decided to put it before the voters, and the voters will decide how the future of Raton is addressed via these taxes.
Yeah, we need some tools, and don't just vote no because it is a tax. That's my take on it, and my little soapbox. I'll get down off of that. And thank you again, Sarah, for your service too. As a matter of fact, not been an easy job.
No, but I learned a lot, and I made some really good friends.
Okay,
and the people I thought were my friends that weren't probably never really were. So, again, a learning experience, mm-hmm. and I've enjoyed it. It's very rewarding, and I would encourage anyone to run. 2 years from now, there's another chance. Get involved in your community.
Absolutely. And again, thank you, Sarah, for your service. Let's go to Neil Sagata. Neil, appointed a year ago, too, as well.
Yes, sir.
And decided to go ahead and re-up.
Yes, sir,
so to speak.
Yeah,
and so give us a little synopsis of your experience and some of the things that you have learned, and up to this point, why you've decided that you want to go at it again.
Well, Billy, I want to go at it again because I think to get where we need to be, we need some stability and some continuity in what we've already created. Pete is going to give us stability. That's one thing that we've been lacking, I think, in the last year. You know, as soon as we were appointed, our former city manager tendered his resignation and ended up retiring. We went with an interim manager, Mr. Barry, who did an excellent job. But as Sarah pointed out, when the fire hit, we then had to utilize Scott in the way that we could best utilize him, and that was in the environmental protection of the watershed and use his expertise there. So that really put us in a crunch, and we were lacking that stability in the office, and we've been lacking that stability from day one. And now that we've got Pete on board, I want the opportunity to be able to work with him and get Raton back in the positive direction and moving in that positive direction. I feel like I can still bring a lot to the community. Talking about people being positive during the fire and in the reclamation process, we had competing contractors on a daily basis come together, work together, and save Lake Maloya.
Mm-hmm. They absolutely built, save it.
And they did. They built 7 sediment structures, laid over 3.5 miles of wattles, another 4.5 miles of sediment fence. And it was that showed me this town can work together. All we need is the right person to hold us together and point us in that direction. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
When there's a task to be done, such as that fire and aftermath, then yeah, I was very amazed at just the resources. Of course, we're dealing with federal and state and county
and
all sorts of different private contractors.
You're right there, and there not only were we amazed, but the people in the state, the people in national government were amazed. The NRCS people who came through with the money, which Mr. Starkovich worked hard in the background to help secure us a $486,000 grant so that we could use that. They were so impressed that they called their big boss in Washington, the Secretary of Agriculture, and got recognition for Raton. And I was happy, more than happy and honored to represent Raton in Washington, D.C. at that reception at the White House. And to tell them, not only do we appreciate the funding and the help that we got from them, but how much it meant to our community that they cared enough to recognize us for that. So,
politics, etc., public service is a lot like the movie industry. You've got to have that persona. You've got to have a good face.
Yeah.
And after the recall, quite frankly, Ratone, we were pretty low in the estimation of state government, et cetera, as far as looking up here. What's going on up there? What's going on up there? So it's been a long road back to respectability, so to speak. And
Adil has worked very hard to recover from that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so, yeah, some continuity is very much needed.
Absolutely.
And something I think I agree with you, Pete, will help us to get to that point. Anything else that has come up really foremost in your mind that, you know, is a challenge for us as we need to move forward?
Well, as Sarah stated and Pete earlier, the challenge is we've got to somehow boost our GRTs. We've got to get some jobs going, some economic development. We need something to excite the town again that we can get behind. And I just want to take the moment to thank everybody that's supported me in this past year. It's been a pleasure representing you, and I hope to be able to do that for another 4 years. And I can't wait to work with Pete. He is just sitting down and talking with him. Some of the ideas he's got, it's gonna change the direction of Ratone. It's gonna put a new face in Ratone. And as far as the people in Santa Fe, we spent some time down in Santa Fe a few weeks ago. They know that Ratone is back and that we're headed in the right direction.
Great. Great. Gross receipts tax, you talked about a couple of big highway projects here coming up in the future will help that.
Yep,
I-25, they're going to redo the interchange there and also do some of our ka-thump.
Yep.
Up on My brother actually worked on that when they first put that in, so that was 66 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's lasted. You know, it's kind of shifted, yeah, but it certainly has lasted, and so they're going to work on that too as well. I think the bid let, I was talking to Scott Berry yesterday, and the bid let for the interchange is in September, I believe.
Yep.
So,
yeah, there's a lot of positive aspects to change related to construction in the area, and we're going to be working on the enhancement side to make sure that the entryways are going to be made to look appealing and invite people in, and we're going to be working real hard to project that once people arrive. We want to be able to talk about all the positive and the working aspects of how we get along to get ahead, not about the leaks in some roofs around town or the nitpicky angles of odds and ends. We want to be able to look at things in a perspective that feel good about ourselves. And in the end, I guarantee you that the better we can look like a family town and how we want to work and play with each other will really determine our future. And so you all know, and we kind of talked about people always, and since I've been here, there's not been a conversation about, progressing, is that to the degree that we can do that and then create in actuality a better environment for that will determine our altitude.
We don't want to hide the potholes. The potholes are there. We want to fill them in.
That's right, and we're going to do that.
Okay. Quickly touch on sanitation and disposal. Our landfill is rapidly approaching its end.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we need to really address, and we've started looking at various other avenues that we can go, and hopefully we'll find a solution that is appeasing to everybody. We also have had discussions with Game and Fish to help maybe address our bear problem and the mess that they create. I've noticed just this week that the bears are out. We had two dumpsters dumped in our neighborhood yesterday. So
what happened to Winter?
Yeah, what happened to Winter? I tell you. So that's something I'm looking forward to Pete addressing and getting a handle on. There are some avenues we can go, and working now with the recycling that we've got going, and that they are, just to give them a plug, Saturday, they are collecting, so please take your recyclables down to the Armex.
That's taken off very well.
It has. They've done an outstanding job there.
David Wentling with the coordinator for the
absolutely
city.
Absolutely.
And they're taking electronics recycling, too, this Saturday, something that they haven't been able to do here in the past. I've got an idea. Since we're, hooked up with the train, now you probably heard this, let's go ahead and just put like a transfer station with the train and haul the garbage on a train and take it out of here. Huh?
Well, if we use our Amtrak line, I think that's a...
Yeah, well, that might be another viable thing to keep the train in.
But we want to keep our line.
All right.
There is a little idea and truth to that. Just so you know, they won't touch it unless you have 100 cars full of trash. So, in other words,
who won't?
The train company, so to speak, Santa Fe. Yeah, they will not take it unless you have 100 cars.
Let's get our own. Rattone Refuse Express.
It's interesting you mentioned that, but I was in when I was in Tucumcari, I was trying to get a train stop for some of those things, and it's interesting working with the railroad. So I've been there.
Well, and they're trying to divest themselves of that. So and it's a very important part of our economics and of our history too, as well. So,
well, I'll follow up with what the mayor said. And that is, yesterday I met with our engineers, and I did give approval and start forwarding real basic concepts that we need to get in place for the waste side of, and of course solid waste is really what we're speaking of. Recycling is one angle to it, but at our existing facility, we're going to go ahead and begin implementing a transfer station. And so there's all kinds of angles to this, and it'll impact a lot of different people, also impact our fees and so on, but we did begin that. So let's say it this way, we're making decisions.
Okay, all right. And if people have more input, more questions, et cetera, you have an open door
policy?
Absolutely,
open door policy at City Hall. My name is on the door. Don't knock on it because I can't hear it from where I'm at, but I go around to the front, and I do take people if I have the time, or I'll set up an appointment, but I don't turn anybody away.
Okay. We have many challenges, but we have many things to work with in order to do that. So I guess we need to wrap that up here. We're sort of out of time, but we had to talk yesterday, Pete, and we're going to get together a call-in show here in the near future.
I'm
going to try and get it in place by this month or early next month, where that Pete and other various people of interest and who can have questions and or have answers will come, and then we can let the public call in and ask their questions.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because there are a lot of questions, but there are a lot of answers here. Just putting them together is the thing. All right. Thank you so much for coming. Superstars of Business and Pioneer Natural Resources is our sponsor. RatoneNM.gov, that's the website. You can find out more about the city of Raton on that website, too, as well. And we want to thank you for coming. Sarah Montoya, thank you so much. Neil Sagata, Pete Camphor, the city manager of Raton.
Thank you for the time.
And
thanks, Bill.
Thank you, and we're looking good. We sure are.
Bye-bye, Bill.
10:25 a.m. here in the Rocky Mountain West, KRTN, Raton, New Mexico. One of our This, That, and the Other sponsors. Oh, we already finished with This, That, and the Other. We need to move on. Yes, indeed. Let's move on to another one of our great businesses here in Raton.